I'll tell you my position on it. I know a lot of people that have whole house generators, and they are always having trouble with them. Always. They don't start when they want them to. They're having issues. They got to replace them, and stuff like that. It's just always having problems. I just said a long time ago, I don't want that aggravation. I don't want to be linked to one. Now, I do make sure I get tri-fuel on all of mine. The last one I had, I converted to natural, but it could do both. It could do gas or natural gas. And the new one I bought is tri-fuel, so it'll do natural, propane, or gas. I haven't ran a drop of dyno in that thing since I got it, it runs off natural gas. And if I have to take it into the field, I'll grab a propane pig and I'll run it that way. I just want that clean and keep the gas out of the gum and that whole thing up like they do. But the thing about a portable, sure, I got to go plug it in and turn on the gas supply and then start it. And then I go downstairs and I throw a manual transfer switch. So there's a little process. It doesn't happen automatically. But, the beautiful thing is that it's reliable as hell. If for any reason it goes out, I can run right down to the hardware store and have another one in an hour. In fact, I got a spare. I got my old one, so even to have a spare, you can't do that with a whole house. And I can use it anywhere else I need to use it. I can take it someplace and use it to run a portable welder or something like that.